We're going to stay with Islamabad right now, but we focus on something pretty different. It's a new movie called Slackistan. Slackistan depicts the lives of 20-something slackers in Islamabad. The film was produced and directed by Hamad Khan. It's premiering tomorrow in London. Now, part of your plan was to show a different side of Pakistan. What is it that you're showing us?
Yeah, I mean, it's firstly an urban environment, which is something that we don't really see much of from that part of the world. It's quite a modern city, Islamabad. It has quite a lot of youth, people who are quite educated and quite globally savvy, and it's fair to say westernized. So pretty much all of the things that you wouldn't really see in the sort of headline news or the front pages of the papers about Pakistan right now.
So your film is about a group of westernized 20-somethings from Islamabad. Let's hear a little bit from them right now.
You were my best student that year. Tell me, what are you up to nowadays?
Just in the process of moving from one field to the other. Sort of field crossing.
He says field crossing, meaning between jobs.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a way
exactly.
of life.
Yeah, it's a way of life there, it's a way of life here, it's a way of life in London where you are right now. In fact, watching the clips from the film, I mean, it does seem extremely westernized. It seems like it could be taking place in New York or London or pretty much anywhere else, not only in the way people dress, but the way they act, their bearing, the surroundings. Do they represent an even tiny portion of what's going on in Pakistan or at least in Islamabad? I mean, how representative are they?
I mean, there's no denying that we're talking about a minority of the population, but that still actually registers in millions. I mean, it's a very, very large country. So with about 170 million people, you're still talking about maybe 5-10 million people who, you know, represent this kind of, you could say, middle class or upper middle class elite. So it isn't representative of the whole country, but then I would say nothing is really.
Yeah, it's certainly not Slumdog Millionaire. It's more kind of like Friends in Islamabad, if you think about the TV show. What was your interest as a movie producer who did this film about a guy just about your age, I guess, in Islamabad who wants to do a documentary but is having a pretty tough time of it?
Well, I mean, it's important to say that it's a personal film. So it's, you know, I lived out in Islamabad around the same age that the characters are, sort of early 20s. And it always used to frustrate me that we're pretty modern, we're pretty connected, but the town and the environment just doesn't lend itself to any kind of creative growth or progress. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. So that was something that I thought, what do you do? How do you move forward? And that sort of extended itself into this kind of metaphor for the country as well, because, you know, these are young people living in a bubble and they can't really move forward. And in a sense, that's kind of how Pakistan is right now in the world.
I wonder, though, you're a Londoner. You were born in Pakistan, but far away from Islamabad. How could you relate to what these guys are going through?
Well, first of all, I grew up in exile from Pakistan. I was sort of the child of an exiled activist. So I grew up asking the same question to my parents, why can't I go back to my country? And as I grew up and until the age of about 11, when I finally went back, it was this kind of fantasy land, this place that I would want to reconnect with. And when I did, I completely fell in love with Pakistan and spent teenage years there. So I'm not a kind of second-generation immigrant. I'm very much close to Pakistan and made a lot of friends there and consider it home. And to be honest, I like the distance. The distance is really important. You can look at something a little bit more anthropologically. If you're stuck in it, it's hard to kind of really kind of analyze it. So it helps, I think, that I'm in London and I can go back quite a lot.
Well, I wonder, in terms of your own observations then, how did you reconcile for yourself, if not in the film, the lives of these 20-somethings in Islamabad with what's happening not that far away, really, just a couple hundred miles away, in the tribal areas, the presence of militants, the drone attacks? You know, where did you find, if at all, the synthesis in the two?
I mean, you know, it's odd, really, because it's a diverse country. It's not, I mean, we were shooting, and there was news then that the Taliban were 60 miles over the hills from Islamabad, where we were shooting. So, you know, I mean, that sounds really sensational, but it didn't pan out that way. And it's something that you just live through. I mean, life still goes on. When the troubles were happening in Northern Ireland for many, many years, life still went on. People got up and went to work and, you know, spent time with their families, had relationships and issues. So it's hard to see it through the prism of what's happening in the tribal areas. In some way, it's almost on the TV screen for many of these people in the same way that it is for people in the States or in the UK. And it's an odd kind. I wouldn't say it's a synthesis, but it's an odd coexistence of these two realities.
Well, I wish you good luck with the film in its premiere in London. Thank you very much. Hamad Khan directed and produced the new film Slakistan. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.